Let me mention a hadith, and this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Malik bin Sinan al-Khudri radiyallahu an has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there was a person in the previous nations and he had killed 99 people. So that person had killed 99 people. So he asked a person who possessed knowledge and held a conversation with him, mentioning to him that I have committed so-and-so sins, I've killed people, I've murdered people, so what should I do now? So that person of knowledge said that there is a monk at such and such place. Go to him. He will tell you a solution regarding what you can do in this regard now. So that person went to that monk. And going to him, he disclosed that I have killed 99 people. Is there any scope of repentance for me? If I repent, would my repentance be accepted? He replied, no, it will never. Not at all. You have killed 99 people? Such a big murderer you are. You are repenting after killing 99 people? There is no repentance for you. So he thought that if there is no repentance for me, then let me complete 100 murders. So he killed that monk as well. So after completing, a thought came in his heart that I actually left to explore if there's any way out for me and if there's any scope of deliverance for me that I may act upon, but I've killed another person. Then he went to another person asking that, what is the way out for me? What can I do in this situation? Please tell me. So he told him that there is one scholar at such and such place. Go to him and ask for a solution for yourself. He will tell you a solution for it. So he went to the scholar. Going to the scholar, he said that I have killed 100 people. So is there any scope of repentance for me? Before the monk he went to, he was unlearned. An unlearned person doesn't know divine commands and vastness of Allah's mercy. And as for the scholar, he has studied the religion. He knows what beliefs are and he knows about the vastness of Allah's mercy. So the scholar said, Naam, yes, there is repentance for you. وَمَنْ يَحُولُ بَيْنَهُ بَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ What can hinder between a person and repentance? What can become an obstacle between the two? There's no hindrance between a person and repentance. Then that scholar said that do one thing, that go to such and such area, in so and so city, in so and so town, and in that area there are some people who constantly remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah. So you may go to them and join them and worship Allah with them, meaning adopt the company of the righteous. Go to the people of Allah. Go to those who remember Allah Almighty, those who have Allah's name on their tongue day and night, those whose actions comprise of Allah's worship, go and adopt their company, and you too stay with them. وَلَا تَرْجِ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِكَ And then do not return towards your own homeland because there are evil people here. This area is not good. Now when the murderer heard this, that if I actually go to such and such place and adopt the company of the righteous people of Allah, then indeed my repentance will be accepted. So he set forth in that direction. Now what happens? فَانْتَلَكَ حَتَّى إِذَا أَنْسَفَ التَّرِيقَ When he set forth and as he crossed half the way, أَتَاهُ الْمَوْتِ Death came to him. From where he left? From there to the town of the righteous people of Allah, right in the middle, death came to him. Now upon his death, what happens is that the angels of mercy also descend, and so do the angels of punishment. The angels of punishment came to seize his soul, saying that this person has never done a pious deed. He is a killer of 100 people. He is deserving of punishment, so we will take his soul. Now as for the angels of mercy, they said that he had set forth after repenting and he was heading towards the people of Allah. Therefore we will take his soul. Now what happens is that a dispute breaks out between the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment. Now a dispute breaks out between the both groups of angels. They both want to take the soul. Now what happens is that Allah Almighty sends an angel in human form to them. Another angel was sent to the angels in the form of a human. So when that angel came between them in the form of a human, then both groups of angels made him judge between them, saying that please you may decide now. You look like a pious person, so please make a decision that whether the angels of punishment will take him or the angels of mercy. So he said, قِيسُ مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ Meaning that do one thing, that do the measurement from the place where he came from up to the place where he is right now. and the distance of where he is right now to the place where he was heading towards. Whichever end he is closer at, respective angels may take him. If he is closer to the place of sins, then the angels of punishment may take him. And if he is closer to the land of the righteous people of Allah, then the angels of mercy may take him. Now what happens is, they carry out the measurements. And when measurement was done, فَوَجَدُوهُ أَدْنَى إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي أَرَادَ. So the results the angels found out was that the place he was heading towards, to the town of the righteous people, he was a touch closer to that end. So when he was closer to that end, فَقَبَضَتْهُ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةُ. So the angels of mercy took his soul. Subhanallah. Now over here, there are a few more words, very beautiful words. Let me mention those words as well here. Now, the place where this very person passed away, this very part of land was right in the middle. There was equal distance at both ends. So how Allah Almighty showered his mercy upon him? That Allah Almighty said to the part of the land that was towards the sins that تَبَعَدِي, be distant, increase your distance from him, and the other end towards the people of Allah, where he was heading towards. To it Allah said تَقْرَبِي, come closer a bit. So the part of the land that was towards sins moved further away, and the end that was towards the pious people of Allah came a bit closer. Now when the angels carried out the measurements, then the land that was towards the pious people of Allah worked out to be closer by a distance of only one handspan. So this end was further by one handspan, whilst the other end was closer by one handspan. Due to this, Allah showered his mercy upon him. Subhanallah. How merciful Allah Almighty is, and how He Almighty showers his mercy upon his servants. There are so many numerous perspectives and dimensions to this blessed hadith. As in, if I am to mention the commentary of this blessed hadith, it is a complete world, a complete ocean upon which discussion should be made. But I'll mention only two things here. One is that, through this very narration, the grandeur and the majesty and the excellence and the eminence of the awliya get highlighted, as the one who had committed 100 murders was only one handspan closer to the awliya, so Allah forgave him. The mercy of Allah poured upon him. The angels of mercy took him. This signifies that the eminence of the awliya of Allah, the righteous, the pious, is extremely eminent. That Allah forgives upon such small proximity of theirs. And second thing, we also come to know that how great repentance is. As that person was the murderer of 100 people. But even after this, when he repented, Allah Almighty accepted his repentance. So Allah is the acceptor of repentance. There's a further detail into the rulings of fiqh in this, but that's on one side. As the murderer was on his way, and on his way he died. Now the rulings of this world would not apply to him. Qisas for 100 people cannot be taken from him because he's dead now. So that very chapter is closed for him. Now the matter of the hereafter is left. So in the matter of the hereafter, a person's repentance for every sin is accepted. A person repents from polytheism and Allah accepts it. A person repents from disbelief and Allah accepts it. He killed 100 people and repented thereafter and Allah accepted it. Repentance takes a person towards the mercy of Allah, towards well-being, towards nobility, and distances a person from sins. Some people raise an objection that repentance after 100 murders. If so, then keep killing and we will repent afterwards. So matter of the fact is that at least he'll stop because of repentance. As for the worldly sentences, they're the laws of Sharia, they will be imposed upon him. But because of repentance, it will come in the mind that I need to stop now. If a person develops this mindset that after I've killed one person, then there's no repentance for me, and I'll face the punishment of the hereafter, then he'll be like, if that is the case, then keep going. So repentance opens the avenues of goodness, well-being, piety, and nobility for a person. So this is how Allah showers mercy upon a person when he repents.